It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Brenda Adley. She is with Future in Design. We're going to talk a little bit about what Future in Design does and what's going on in the Bells Building. It seems like everybody always wants to know that question. Well, these are the guys that can answer that for you. Brenda, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about Future in Design and what it is that you guys do and what you've got going on there in the Bells Building.
Well, Future in Design is a nonprofit organization that we're offering a new career opportunity for individuals in Carbon and Emery counties. With the huge shift in the Amazon effect, people want their products soon. So that's bringing manufacturing back to the United States. So Manufacturing 4.0 is a training program where Future in Design trains individuals on soft skills in professionalism and in the hard skills. And we've teamed with Blacksmith International. So once you go through our program, we guarantee you an interview with Blacksmith to be able to go onto the workforce and use industrial sewing machines to produce goods for local companies.
And so all that takes place in the Bells Building, though, correct?
Yes. Future in Design has a classroom. We're on one side of the Bells Building, and Blacksmith is on the other side. So we just team up there, and we're just like a big family there.
So what you're doing is you're training on the one side of the building, and then the workforce goes to the other side and does the production.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if someone wants information on this, are we having a information night or like an open house or anything like that coming up?
Yes, we are starting our third session. So we have an information night that's going to be on August 5th at 6 p.m. at the Old Bells Building. It's at 720 West Price River Drive. Come out, meet our instructors, and see the building, see what's going on in there. We're going to give you some information in detail about the program and what to expect. And then you'll have the opportunity that night to apply. There's no need to apply before that night because we'll be able to let you apply we'll have computers there ready for you. And then you'll also be able to sign up for a time for an interview. The interviews are between August 11th and 16th. And we just interview everyone to make sure they're a great fit for the program. And then the third session will begin September 3rd.
Okay, and I guess one of the main questions is someone is selected to go through this course, what are some of the things that they could look to learn and what would they take from this course?
Well, in the soft skills, we teach professionalism, showing up on work on time. We teach you how to plan goals, set goals, and accomplish those goals. And you'll walk away with a great resume and a cover letter to give to Blacksmith for the interview process. And in the hard skills, you're going to learn to sew on straight stitch machines, a serger, and a cover stitch. Everything that you'll need to be able to be a productive worker for Blacksmith.
So it works out really well. If you get into the program, they're going to teach you everything that you need to know to go to work for Blacksmith.
Correct.
Okay, now is there an age requirement involved?
We ask that you be 18. If you're not 18, as long as you're 18 by September 3rd, just because of the laws with industrial sewing machines, you have to be 18 to be able to work on those.
Okay, I think one of the things that people need to, people always talk about and everything like that is it's just a job. It's a job, but this is really something that could turn into a great career.
Yes, because if you, we have also another team member is USU Eastern. So they will be able to offer advanced classes in design. And what's great is we're planning on having a classroom right there in the Bills Building. And so you can take your lunch break, go take a class, go back to work. We're trying to make it convenient for you so that you'll still be able to work and pursue your career.
Now, you said this is your third session of classes that you've taught on this, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what really is the I hate to say words like this, but what's like the end game for you guys? What do you foresee as far as a workforce there and training and keeping people in jobs there?
Well, our goal is to have 200 jobs within the community within the next 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So you can take this class. So if you like the design, you can go out and start your own business and be able to manufacture your goods right here in Price at Blacksmith International.
So I didn't realize you could do that. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
So that'll teach you a whole bunch of skills that you would need to get by. Now, if they were to go to work for Blacksmith, they're going to be hired and go to work for Blacksmith. What kind of a wage scale are you guys looking? What do they usually hire at, and where does that usually go into?
As far as I believe, the lowest wage you'll make is $11 an hour, mm-hmm. and then you can make up to $15 an hour, but that depends on the piece rate. So if you take advantage of, like through our training session, all we ask is that you commit 8 hours a week. And 6 of those hours are in the classroom, learning the soft skills and the hard skills. And 2 hours of that is open floor. But you're welcome to come and do open floor as much as you would like to feel comfortable with the machines. And the more comfortable you are, the higher rate you will start with Blacksmith.
Okay, Brenda, let's give them all the information one more time. The information night is going to be on when?
August 5th, 6 p.m. at 720 West Price River Drive in the Old Bells Building.
And then you'll conduct interviews from the 11th through the 15th, is
through
that what it
was? 16th, yes.
And then classes will start September 3rd.
Yes.
Okay, Brenda, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks
appreciate
for letting
you stopping
me.
By and letting people know about this. You know, this is a job opportunity, really, it is.
Yes, it's a job, it's a career, it's a new skill. You can take it wherever you want to go.
Okay, thanks once again for coming in, and come back soon, all right?
All right, thank you.
Okay, now for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to the website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.